Hey everyone, thanks for being here. It's me, DBT Weekly host Steph Edsel. Today we will be talking about decreasing or stopping undesired behaviors. Last week we discussed increasing behaviors, and I wonder how that went, as I usually do. This week the focus is about extinction, satiation, and punishment. Extinction is the reduction of a behavior by removing ongoing reinforcement. This works best when another alternate behavior replaces the unwanted behavior, and you can do this while soothing at the same time. This kind of reminds me of parents and kids, when kids are upset and the parent gives in, simply to reduce the problem. It helps by not helping. Hear me out. Only short-term benefits can be achieved this way, and it will inevitably cause harm in the long term. How can we soothe at the same time as extinction? It could look like this. Say you're at the store watching a mom and her child. Child is yelling at the top of its lungs. Mom is saying, "I know this is tough. I need to finish shopping here and then we can go. I can't finish while you're yelling." Perhaps a compromise is made. Mom has successfully been able to decrease an unwanted behavior while soothing her kiddo. Yeah, I know this may not work for everyone as far as kids go. If you have them and they are having a hard time out in public, ask them to use words. Offer them water or a high-protein snack. Validate them, and offer them your peace, not more chaos. Maybe you need a snack or some water, too. So back to extinction. Be aware of what is called the behavioral burst. When a behavior has been reinforced, and then the reinforcement is stopped, the behavior will initially increase. That's where the term behavioral burst comes in. Maybe you're on a diet. Ever seen anyone do this or do it yourself? You cram as much horrible stuff you can in your mouth and say, "Tomorrow is the day!" It's basically like that. When I worked primarily with folks in recovery from substance use and alcohol, it would often come up that people would have their last hurrah and use or drink excessively the night before going to rehab. If the reinforcer remains stopped and is not restored, the behavior will decrease over time. If there is no behavioral burst, well, the wrong reinforcer may have been withheld. The example given in our book is a classic, in my opinion. A little girl throws a tantrum in the store because she wants Cocoa Puffs. The parent gives in to stop the tantrum. Giving in reinforces the tantrum and makes it more likely to occur during the next shopping trip. Yet, after reinforcing tantrums, the parent withholds the reinforcement. They don't buy the Cocoa Puffs. That tantrum is likely to escalate in the moment. However, if the parent holds the line by not giving in, you know, tolerating the tantrum, then the tantrums will stop over time. Extinction is helped along by positively reinforcing any efforts by the little girl to walk calmly through the store. Beware of intermittent reinforcement. So using that last cereal example, if the parent says no to the first three times, but the fourth time gives in and buys the Cocoa Puffs, then the parent has created a much bigger problem. The tantrum is now on an intermittent reinforcement schedule. This type of behavior is way more difficult to extinguish, so it's super important to not give up in the face of a behavioral burst. You must ride it out. Get used to being uncomfortable with some of these techniques. That's the point, to learn to tolerate intensity without feeling pressure to react immediately without having truly thought through the situation. If you're trying to change someone else's behavior, be sure to explain that you're beginning to work to extinguish the behavior so it does not seem random or punitive. And do not forget to reinforce the effective, alternate, adaptive behaviors that they are using instead of the extinguished behavior. Okay, let's talk about satiation. This is providing a reinforcer before it's needed. The example given is if you talk to your sister longer when she's lonely, you might be reinforcing her feelings of loneliness. You can stop having that impact by talking to her for just as long when she is not lonely. When the reinforcer is given before the unwanted behavior occurs, it reduces motivation for the behavior, and then the behavior decreases in frequency. The main advantage of this technique is you don't get the behavioral burst you get with extinction. Disadvantage is you might have to provide more potential reinforces than you may want to. This technique is used with DBT therapists. So we accept phone calls 24/7. I don't know if you guys knew that, but even when people aren't in crisis, what we're trying to do is get clients to recognize that they don't have to be suicidal to get the attention from their therapists. It's fairly effective, I believe. Moving on to punishment. This is when we add a consequence that decreases a behavior. The consequence can be adding something negative, like a traffic ticket for speeding, or maybe some verbal criticism from somebody. Or it can be taking away something positive, which is typically not related to the actual behavior itself. So the difference between punishment and extinction is this. Punishment is taking away something unrelated to the event versus extinction, which is taking away a reinforcer for the behavior. The example given in the book says, your brother harasses you to spend more time taking care of your sick mother. He does this by nagging, criticizing, or guilt-tripping you. So far, you give in and spend more time with your mother. So extinction of this harassment is defining the behavior with your brother as unwanted and unhelpful, and then never ever agreeing to spend more time with your mother when he harasses you. That's the kicker. Not ever spending time with mom, but when he harasses you. Punishment might be withdrawing warmth, refusing to meet your brother, calling him names, bringing up past transgressions, and making him feel criticized and guilty. Does that make sense? There is a clear difference of the two. There's something to say about punishment. This is one of the least effective ways to change behavior over long term. It suppresses the punished behavior when the person punishing is nearby, but then the behavior tends to recur when the punisher is not present. It's like animals or kids, right? Neither extinction nor punishment teach a new behavior to replace the punished ones. The need for alternative behaviors to replace old behaviors is crucial. It's not in any person's or animal's evolutionary interest to be able to wipe out old behaviors easily. People can learn new behaviors, but they can't unlearn the old ones. That's a myth, y'all, okay? You can learn new things. Another form of punishment is called overcorrection. This has been found in several studies to stop various types of dysfunctional behaviors. Overcorrection is both a form of punishment and a form of repair that fits the crime. Studies have found that overcorrection is more effective than correction alone. Instructions need to be explicit. The rationale of overcorrection needs to be clearly stated. And there should be positive consequences for engaging in the overcorrection, which are also clearly laid out. The required corrective behavior is thus dialectically related to the problem behavior. Overcorrection has three steps when it's used as punishment. This is used following the occurrence of a problem behavior. Okay, so number one, the person punishing withholds something the punished person wants or adds an unpleasant consequence. Number two, the punisher requires the person to engage in a new behavior that both corrects and overcorrects the harmful effects of the problem behavior. This requires that both persons figure out clearly what harm was actually done. Number three, once the new overcorrecting behavior occurs, the punisher immediately stops the punishment by undoing the negative conditions or stopping the withholding. Examples are coming. So say your son has friends over and they leave the living room a giant mess. This is the problem behavior. You then withhold permission for his friends to come over and also for his going out with his friends. So that's withholding or adding the consequence. The required correction is to clean up the living room completely. And overcorrection is to clean up the living room completely and the entire downstairs, which is a new behavior. As soon as this is done, his friends can come over again, and he can visit his friends. Immediately stop that punishment. How about a person spills something on your floor? Correction is clean it off the floor. Overcorrection is cleaning the entire floor. Or how about you drop and break a vase at your friend's house? Correction is replacing the vase. Overcorrection is filling it with beautiful flowers. Does that make sense? Here's some tips for using behavior change strategies. Not all consequences are created equal. The power of something to be a reinforcer depends on the value of the consequence, the setting, and how deprived the person is of something desired. The value to the person counts. A reinforcer is something a person will change their behavior to get. That's their positive reinforcer, or get relief from, the negative reinforcer. The context counts. Example. Money is a reinforcer for working, but not for love given. The quality of a reinforcer counts. If you are deprived of something you like, it is more likely to be an effective reinforcer than something you can have whenever you want. Natural consequences are more effective in the long run than arbitrary consequences. So taking your teen's phone away for every behavior that you don't like probably won't help the relationship, and they will not learn what you're trying to drive home. So this week, please focus on changing a behavior by extinguishing or punishing it. In advance, you'll want to decide what that behavior is and then decide how you want to go about decreasing and eventually stopping it entirely. See what you can do for yourself. I sure hope you have an effective week, everyone, and enjoy practicing the skills this week. This is the last session for interpersonal effectiveness. Next week, we will begin emotion regulation. Woohoo! This is a fun experience, and I hope you all agree. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you can always reach me at uofudbt@gmail.com. Thank you so much for being here, and we will see you next week.